Hey everybody, welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today, we're going to be looking at presidential pardons, specifically the one that President Biden just gave to his son Hunter. And you know, this one's getting a lot of attention. I mean, people are even comparing it to Nixon's pardon. So we found this really interesting article that breaks it all down, both the legal stuff and the political stuff. So let's just jump right into it.
Yeah, I think the thing that really jumps out at you right away is just how broad this pardon is. You know, most of the time when a president pardons somebody, it's for something very specific, like they committed a certain crime that we all know about. But this one is super vague. It basically covers this whole period of time, like over a decade, when, you know, Hunter Biden's business dealings were being looked at really closely, especially the stuff he was doing overseas.
Okay, wait. I'm not sure I totally get this whole blanket pardon thing. What does that actually mean for Hunter Biden? Like, how does it affect him?
Well, it means that the feds can't investigate him for anything he might have done during that time. We're talking January 2014 all the way to December 2024. And that's even if, like, new evidence pops up later.
Whoa. So this is like a total get-out-of-jail-free card for anything that might have happened in those years. I can definitely see why people are comparing it to Nixon. But didn't Nixon get pardoned after he resigned, like, because of the whole impeachment thing? Hunter Biden hasn't even been charged with anything.
Yeah, that's a really important point, and it kind of gets to the heart of why this pardon is so weird.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's what they call preemptive.
Preemptive.
Yeah, which means it happened before any charges were even filed.
Right.
And that's where the whole Nixon thing gets really interesting.
Okay, so tell me more about that. Why is everyone bringing up the Nixon pardon? Like, what's the historical significance of it?
Well, I mean, Nixon's pardon, which he got from President Ford, was a big deal. It was super controversial. Basically, Ford said Nixon was pardoned for any crimes he may have committed while he was in office. It was like he was giving Nixon a shield to protect him from being prosecuted for Watergate. And a lot of people were really upset about it. They said that it made the whole idea of the rule of law seem like a joke and that it would set a really dangerous precedent.
So you're saying that Biden pardoning Hunter is kind of like pardoning someone who was involved in a huge scandal like Watergate. That seems like a pretty big stretch.
Well, the article says that the reason people are comparing them is because of how broad both pardons are. You know, they both cover this huge chunk of time, and they don't list any specific charges. So in a way, they're both designed to just completely protect the person, no matter what they might have done wrong.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too good. Makes you wonder what they're trying to hide.
Yeah, the fact that it's all so secretive definitely adds to the whole controversy. And don't forget, back in 2014, Hunter Biden joined the board of this Ukrainian gas company, Burisma Holdings. And this was while his dad was still vice president, so a lot of people thought that was a conflict of interest. And this pardon basically makes it so that nobody can investigate that time period anymore.
I see. So even if someone found proof that he did something shady with Burisma, he couldn't get in trouble because of this pardon. But hold on. Didn't Biden pardon Hunter right after Trump announced his pick for FBI director?
The timing is definitely interesting.
Yeah, it seems pretty strategic to me.
For sure. I mean, the guy that Trump picked, Kash Patel,
is
a huge Trump supporter. And he's been really critical of Hunter Biden. Like, he even said that the plea deal Hunter got in another case was a total miscarriage of justice.
The plea deal, what was that all about?
Oh, that was about Hunter Biden's taxes. It was a whole separate legal thing. He agreed to this plea deal, but then the judge rejected it. So it was kind of up in the air what was going to happen. But now with this pardon, they can't investigate him for that either.
So basically Biden pardoned Hunter to stop Patel from going after him if he became FBI director?
Exactly. It's like Biden saw it coming and put up a shield to protect his son.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is starting to feel like some kind of crazy political chess match. Yeah. It's like Biden was like, oh, I know what you're going to do, so I'm going to do this first.
Yeah, and it kind of shows you how presidents are using pardons these days, both Biden and Trump, actually. The article talks about how they both keep saying that they're giving pardons to fix a miscarriage of justice, which is different from how presidents used to talk about pardons.
So they used to focus on whether the person who was getting pardoned, like, took responsibility for what they did. But now it's more about saying they were a victim of the system or something.
Yeah, exactly. And that makes you wonder if they're really just trying to protect their friends and not really thinking about what's fair or what's right.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. What happens if presidents just start pardoning everyone they like?
Well, that's the problem. This could set a really bad example for future presidents. I mean, if a president can just pardon someone before they're even charged with a crime, then it's like they're above the law.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
Nope. And the article even says that Trump might try to use this pardon to justify pardoning the people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th.
Whoa, seriously. That would be a huge deal.
Yeah, and it would be totally unprecedented.
So this pardon could actually change how presidents use their power in the future.
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder, is the pardon power supposed to be a way to make the justice system fairer? Or is it just a way for powerful people to protect themselves and their friends?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, okay, this pardon is really broad and it seems political, and it could set a bad precedent for future presidents. But why should the average person care about this?
Well, think about it. What if the people in charge could just get away with anything? It would mean that the law doesn't apply to them. And that's not how our country is supposed to work.
Right. Everyone should be treated equally under the law.
Exactly. And when something like this happens, it makes people lose faith in the system.
It's like the whole idea of justice is being undermined.
Yeah, and that's dangerous. We need to make sure that our government is transparent and that people are held accountable for their actions.
I agree. This pardon has really made me think about some important stuff.
Me too.
Like, how much power should the president have?
Yeah, and how can we make sure that justice is fair for everyone?
It seems like this pardon is just the tip of the iceberg.
Totally. And I think the most important thing for people to understand is that this isn't just about Hunter Biden. This is about a much bigger trend and how the people in power are trying to avoid responsibility.
So where do we go from here? Like, what does this pardon mean for the future?
Well, like we've been talking about, it definitely sets a precedent. It basically shows that presidents can use pardons in really controversial ways, and it makes you worry that presidents will use pardons more and more to help their friends, and not because they really care about justice.
It feels like this could be a turning point.
Yeah.
Like maybe this is how presidents are going to deal with all kinds of political problems from now on.
Right. And remember, the article said that we should be ready for more pardons from Trump. Maybe even for the people who attacked the Capitol on January 6th.
I mean, if he uses the Hunter Biden pardon as an excuse, wouldn't that make people even more distrustful of the whole justice system?
Yeah, I mean, it would basically say that there are different rules for different people, depending on your political connections.
And that's not how it should be.
No, it's really dangerous. It could tear our country apart even more.
This whole deep dive has been a real eye-opener. We started with just one pardon. But now we're talking about some really big questions. Like, what does justice even mean?
It is pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah. Kind of makes you worried about the future of our democracy.
I get it. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by all this. But I think it's important to remember that we can make a difference. Just by being aware of what's happening, we can start to demand more from our leaders. More transparency, more accountability.
So what can our listeners do? Like, what's the takeaway from all this?
I think the most important thing is to stay involved. Pay attention to how both Biden and Trump are using pardons. Don't be afraid to ask questions. And hold your elected officials accountable.
This pardon really got us thinking about power and justice and what kind of country we want to live in.
For sure.
And we want to hear from you, our listeners. What are your thoughts on this pardon? Do you think it's similar to Nixon's pardon? What do you think the long-term consequences will be?
Let us know on social media. We want to keep this conversation going. Until next time. Stay curious and keep diving deep.